Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Parts of the northwestern Bahamas are now under a tropical storm warning, even as 1,300 people remain missing after Hurricane Dorian. NPR's Jen Newman reports.
A tropical system threatening the Bahamas is now the eighth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says Tropical Storm Umberto will likely bring more heavy downpours and strong winds to portions of the Bahamas already devastated by Dorian.
The areas most likely to be affected, unfortunately, are the ones that were very seriously affected.
It was the worst recorded hurricane to ever hit the archipelago. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall is also possible this weekend in coastal sections of eastern Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Jen Newman, NPR News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is on a two-day fact-finding visit to the Bahamas. At a press conference, he said world leaders need to step up to address climate change and the weather disasters that result.
It is totally unacceptable that we go on subsidizing fossil fuels. It's totally unacceptable that such a large number of coal plants is being built in the world. It's totally unacceptable that we don't make an effort to put a price on carbon. If we don't reverse this situation, we'll see tragedies like this one multiplying and becoming more and more intense, more frequent.
16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg of Sweden and more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered outside the White House yesterday calling for action to protect the environment. Thunberg crossed the Atlantic from Europe in a solar-powered boat last month. She told NPR why she led a protest in Washington.
In Sweden, we say when we demand politicians to do something, they say it doesn't matter what we do because just look at the U.S. So I think you have an enormous responsibility in leading this role, and I think you have a moral responsibility to do that.
Thunberg will address the U.N. Climate Action Summit later this month. In Saudi Arabia, a drone attack on the world's largest oil processing facility and a state-owned oil field. NPR's Lama Alarian reports.
In videos posted online, huge clouds of smoke can be seen billowing over an oil facility. The spokesman for Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the group sent 10 drones across the border. The Houthis, who control much of northern Yemen, have vowed to widen the range of their attacks on Saudi Arabia. Quote, "We have the right to strike back in retaliation to the airstrikes and the targeting of our civilians for the last 5 years," the Houthi spokesman said. Saudi Arabia has been leading an offensive against the Houthis in Yemen since 2015, and thousands of civilians have died in the crossfire. Lama Alarian, NPR News, Beirut.
This is NPR. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is postponing its opening concert slated for today. The orchestra has risen in national prominence under the direction of renowned conductor Maren Alsop. NPR's Tom Heisinger reports that musicians and management have not been able to come to an agreement after a bitter months-long labor dispute.
Symphony officials are calling it a strike. The musicians, who've been without a contract since January, call it a continuation of the June lockout. That's when BSO board members voted to keep them out of Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. BSO officials are demanding a shortened season from 52 weeks to 40. The players say that amounts to a 20% wage and benefit cut. In May, management abruptly canceled the summer season, and in July, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan refused to release funds allocated to the orchestra, and an audit of the symphony's finances looked grim. The BSO has lost more than $16 million over the past decade. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron was the leader who, in 2016, called the British referendum on membership in the European Union. The morning after the vote, when a majority cast ballots in favor of Brexit, Cameron resigned. In today's The Times newspaper, Cameron is quoted as saying he thinks about the consequences of the referendum every single day and worries, quote, desperately about what will happen next. He told The Times that campaigners for the Leave effort, including the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson, left the truth at home. His memoirs due out soon. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.